there been fulfillment, to some extent, not entirely, unfortunately, of MAD, mutually assured destruction of mankind, which is a threat. But the balance of terror has so far preserved us from total destruction. To bear the balance, nevertheless, that the threat of explosion is very, very great. And there are many of the great experts who feel, like is constantly emphasized by our present Prime Minister, that situation that maniacal dictators, one to another, or heads of government, lie in a similar position in so many ways to the approach which is adopted towards that maniacal leader, Hitler Machshamo. And the partner of Hitler was the Mufti of Jerusalem. And now, these policies have been adopted by quite a few, especially extreme Muslims, fanatical in their religious, so as adding to it the religious, as it were, imperative to fulfill the will of Allah, which lies at the background, both of Daesh, with their manner of adopting terrible cruelties and the pervading, trying to pervade every country in the world, and Iran, who have their methods. So therefore, I think also if you read present day assessments of those who previously proposed MAD, you know, this is a policy we have to adopt. And that, but what is it doing today? So therefore they say also, right, we have to, Saudi Arabia is already on the way, that we must also have nuclear weapons. And it can go on. Unfortunately, there's an enormous risk. And I think already after 9/11, when they saw the suicidal attempts, when you deal with the promotion of suicide as a major element in destroying, which also mentioned the Chumash, you know, Chumash is the power of Amalek, is the power of suicide. It's mentioned explicitly in the Chumash. In fact, already in next week's Parsha. So it's not so clear. So, yesterday, our youthful questioner, because here I find sometimes that the age has nothing to do with being youthful in the mind, he said, well, what about this idea that divine providence works in the same manner? The truth is, yes, divine providence. But as far as we human beings are concerned, is this the way we should follow? So we have, especially with regard to the judgment of man and how we should regard it, we have verses in the Chumash that support the idea that everything is in balance. It says a few times in the Chumash, see, I have set before you today the seas in the singular and before you is in the plural. And this concept set before you today what? The choice between life and death. the choice in blessing and curse for the whole nation. And some it simply implies the choice between blessing and curse for the whole world depends upon you, upon the individual.